Aber wie, nur war man zusammen.
Das bitte haben. Ja, was?
Ja. Their inquiry was, after departure of Krishna, the principles of religion, under whom they are now protected. Religious principles should be protected. Therefore, Krishna's another name is Dharma Setu. He protects. Dhirajdahi dharma saglani bhavati bharat. Tadatmanam sujamaham. Just like it is the duty of the state, of the government, to give protection to the Department of Law and Order. Similarly, Krishna, or the Supreme Personality of Godhead, he gives protection to religious principles. But the world is so deteriorated that Krishna comes, he gives protection, makes things in order, leaves his instruction, just like when Krishna came. He personally supervised the religious principles, and practically he killed so many demons who are against religious principles. Demons means those who are against religious principles. And he left his instruction, Bhagavad Gita, how to follow religious principles. The sum and substance of religious principle is to surrender to God. Sarva dharmān parityajya māṁ ekam saraṇam. This is religion. Religion means the order given by God. That's all. This is a simple definition of religion. If anyone asks, what do you mean by religion? Religion means to abide by the orders of God. That's all. Just like good citizen means who abides by the order of the government. That's all. There is no difficulty to understand what is good citizen. Whatever the government gives you law, and if you follow, then you are a good citizen. Similarly, there is order by God, and anyone who follows that order, he is religious. Religious does not mean a kind of faith. That English translation of the word religion is not sufficient. Faith, I believe in this, I may not believe in this, that is different. But law means you must. There is no question of you believe or not believe. You believe or not believe, it doesn't matter. Law is law. Suppose there is fire. I believe that I will touch the fire, it will not burn. That is not law. It must burn. Even a child catches the fire, it will burn. There is no excuse. Similarly, dharmanto sakshat bhagavat pranitam. গোসাই যে এইখানে আসুন, লেট ইম কাম টু গ্রাউন্ড। না না এইখানে আসুন, না না So you cannot violate the laws of God. Any one of us we know, just like we eat. I don't know. Eating is the law of God. Everyone should eat. But if you eat more, if you violate the law, you can eat whatever you require, little. But if you eat more, if you violate this law, then you will be diseased. Daivi jesa gunamai mamo maya durattaya. As soon as you violate the laws of God, you will be punished. Therefore, Śrīla Gosvāmī says, munayo sādhu priṣṭhavam bhavadvī lokamaṅgalam. You have inquired about Krishna. It is a very noble question, sādhu. Sādhu means pious, noble. So if people simply inquire about Krishna, what is Krishna? Just like we are preaching all over the world, to arouse this inquisitiveness about Krishna. And actually that is happening. Our Krishna books, wherever we present, because this Krishna consciousness movement is now spread all over the world, they are very much inquisitive to know about Krishna. Our this Krishna trilogy is selling anywhere, like hot cakes. They are inquisitive now to know about Krishna. So, this is very good sign. If simply people try to inquire about Krishna, day will come, he will be liberated. Just like in Chaitanya Charitamrita, it is said, Krishna bhakti koile sarva karma krita ha. Vishas shabde, sadhya shabde, vishas sudhira nischar. Krishna bhakti koile sarva karma krita ha. Sadhya, to advance in spiritual life, the beginning is sraddha, faith. That is faith. Sraddha, not exactly faith. Sraddha means respectful. No, it is nice. That is called sraddha. So, Śrīla Rūpa Gosvāmī, in front of whom we are now speaking, he gave us the definition how one can make progress in spiritual life. Everyone is blind after material way of life. So, the mission of human life is to get out of these clutches of Maya. That is the real mission of life. We are missing the point. We are accepting this body as everything, and The modern civilization means to enjoy bodily comforts as much as possible. That is perfection of civilization. No. That is not perfection of civilization. That they do not know, especially the demons, the non-devotees, they do not know. This question was raised by Hiranyakashipu before Prahlad, why you are after so much Krishna nonsense ball? So he replied, his father, Nati vidu sartha gatim hi Vishnu. My dear father, generally, demons like you, yes, he addressed his father, Asura Varjo. Asura Varjo means the best of the demons. He was not afraid. He was a 5-year-old boy. And he inquired some question, yeah, my dear boy, what you have learned first class from your teachers? So, Prahlad Maharaj addressed his father, Tatsadhu Manne Asura Varjo. Asura Varjo. His father was addressed, not father. He was addressed, my dear, the best of the Asuras. Asura Varjo. Tatsadhu Manne Asura Varjo Dihina. When you become actually preacher of God consciousness, you cannot make any compromise. You must call the spade a spade. That's like Prahlad Maharaj. Prahlad Maharaj is one of the Mahajans. Out of the 12 Mahajans, he is one of them. Because he was very bold. He was not afraid of his demonic father. He chastised him in so many ways, but he was never afraid. Just like our people are being persecuted in Australia, you know. They have been put into jail because they are preaching Hare Krishna. So, this is not a very easy thing. Easy going. My Guru Maharaj, Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Goswami Maharaj, he did not like that his disciples would be easy-going, cheap Vaishnava, mantami kisera Vaishnava. He sang a song, my dear mind, you are going to be a Vaishnava. And what kind of Vaishnava you are? Mantami kisera Vaishnava. Pratishtharo tare nirjanara ghare tabo hari naam kevala koita. You are chanting Hare Krishna, imitating Haridas Thakur or Rupa Goswami in a solitary place. Not solitary place, you are thinking of woman and money, that's all. Mind is filled with dirty things. So this kind of bhajan is simply cheating. Cheating. He was after preaching. First of all, go door to door. Just like Nityananda Prabhu did it at the risk of life. He was hurt by Jagai Maharaj. Blood came out of his head. Lord Chaitanya became very much angry. He wanted to kill immediately Jagai Maharaj. Lord Nityananda said, my dear sir, you promise that this incarnation will not take any weapon. Please be kind upon them. So, this is Nityananda. Nityananda Bonso means one who takes the risk of preaching work. He can claim a Nityananda Bonso. Not that easy going. The preaching work is not easy going. There are so many difficulties. All the big preachers, Sri Ramanujacharya, his life was attempted to be killed. Why Ramanujacharya? My Guru Maharaj was attempted to be killed. 25,000 rupees were raised fund for bribing the police officer. He told me personally. The Navadev Gosai, they wanted to kill him. So, preaching work is always risky. Tatsadhu manne suravadhu bhija. So, Krishna Sang Prasna, if you want to make the whole world peaceful, jena atma suprasidati. Suprasidati. Prasidati means become satisfied. And su means super, extra satisfied. Then, people should be educated to inquire about Krishna, that's all. Simply. These very words, Jat Kita Krishna Sang Krishna, make such propaganda in a way that everyone becomes inquisitive. What is this nonsense Krishna they are speaking? At least, just like Jagai Madhai, when they, in the beginning, they are very much averse to Sankirtan, Hari Sankirtan. But one day, the Madhai was telling to Jagai, my dear brother Jagai, after all, these rascals sing very nicely. Hare Krishna, they sing well. Oh, you are going to be Vaishnava? Huh? No, I am not going to be Vaishnava. I am just appreciating. They sing very nice. So you go like that. They will arrest you. You have got good experience. In London, they were arrested. And you are in London. How many times you are arrested? Three times. So our record is that our people were arrested 36 times. Then now the police has become disgusted. They don't be arrested. Yes. But this thing is going on in Australia, especially in Melbourne. I've got to receive. So they asked me what to do. And they do chant Hare Krishna, and you'll get good opportunity when you're put into jail. You'll be free to chant Hare Krishna. So they're doing that. They're not eating. The minister in charge of the jail department, he was perturbed that these people are not eating, and they were allowed so that you can cook. But they refused because the same kitchen they're cooking, flesh, so refused. So then, after a few days, they were let loose. All right, you go home. Yes. So this is going on. So religious persecution is always there. Even the father, what to speak about it? The father, Hiranyakashipu, he chastised his son. So don't be afraid. Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu wanted. Jare dakho tare kaho Krishna upadesh. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said. This is the mission of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Anyone you meet, any damn rascal or gentleman, it doesn't matter. Try to convince him about Krishna and let him inquire about Krishna, then his life will be successful. simply begins to inquire, what is Krishna? Then his path of liberation becomes open immediately. Therefore, Śrīla Gosvāmī says, yat kṛta kṛṣṇa saṁ prasṇa jīnātmā asu prasīda. Actually, everyone is suffering. That is the law of material nature. Narottam Das Thakur, he says, Vishaya Vishanale Divanisi Hiya Jale Tori Vare Nakoinu Upar. Vishaya. Those who are materialistic, that is called Vishaya. Vishaya means eating, sleeping, sex, intercourse, and defense. How I shall be protected? How shall I enjoy sex? How I shall eat more? I shall sleep more? This is called Vishaya. Vishaya does not mean a very rich man, Vishayi. A poor man can be Vishayi. And a rich man can be renowned. Just like Ramananda Das. He was governor, a grihastha, not even sannyasi. But Chaitanya Mahaprabhu accepted him not as grihastha, more than a sannyasi. So Vishayi mean does not mean that if one is very rich, then he is Vishayi. Vishayi means one is only interested with these four things, eating, sleeping, mating, and defending. The whole world is going like that. The modern civilization, they are simply interested how to eat, how to sleep. In your country, in America, you know very well, their whole day working, how to construct a skyscraper building, how to own at least four cars. So long we shall be attached to this Vishaya. Simply, there cannot be any peace. There cannot be any peace. It is impossible. Therefore, Narottam Das Thakur says that Vishaya Vishanale. Anala means fire. There are different types of fire also. Vishanala. The burning sensation by drinking poison. Vishaya Vishanale Divanishi Yajal. Whole day and night, 24 hours, my heart is burning. Vishaya Vishana Divana. Torivare Nakuno. I did not try how to get out of this blazing fire. Golokera Premo Dhana Harinama Sankirtana Rotina Janmila Kano Tar. This is only relief is this Krishna song. Harinama Sankirtana. Therefore, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu ordered that Bharat Vamite Manusya Janma Haila Ja Janma Sartha Kari Karo Paropa. So, Paropaka, this human life is meant for doing well to others, not exploiting others. That is animalism. I kill this animal and eat. Tiger, very powerful. That is animalism. It has no value. Who is asking for the tiger? Although he is so powerful. There must be some upakar. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's mission is not tigerism, but welfare activity. People are very much so-called philanthropies. They open hospitals, schools, and other things. But actually they do not know what is the real disease of the human being. The real disease is that he has forgotten Krishna. That's all. Otherwise there is no scarcity in the world. As I have repeatedly told you, that Especially I've seen practically in America and Africa, in Australia, there's so much immense scope for producing food that 10 times of the whole population of the world could be fed simply by utilizing the open land still available. So there is no question of scarcity. We have simply mismanaged due to lack of Krishna consciousness. We have mismanaged things. Krishna says, Bhoktaram jagratavasam sarvaloka maheshwaram sridham sarvabhutanam gyatta mam shantimit. If you want peace, then you try to understand these 3 principles of life. What is that? The Krishna is the supreme enjoyer. No more enjoyer, all servants. Ekala Ishwar Krishna Arsa Vritta. This, everyone is servant. Not that everyone is equal to Krishna. That has become a cheap business. So many Krishna avatars and so many demigods that counted as good as Krishna. But Krishna says, Mattap Parataram Nanat Kinti Gasti Dhananjaya. There is no more superior authority than me. Therefore, this Krishna Sang Krishna, it simply people become inquisitive. What is Krishna? And you simply try to answer them. We have got so many books now. Then the whole world will be peaceful. Jino Atma su prasidati. Everyone is hankering after. Where is peace? Where is peace? You know, you European American boys, you have come to Krishna consciousness because on account of your hankering. Where is peace? Is it not? What is that? You are not after money. Because money and woman you have seen enough. There is no scarcity of money and woman in Europe and America. You can earn any as much as you like and you can enjoy. But still, why they are coming out confused? They want something. That I have several times repeated, that your only qualification is you are advancing in Krishna consciousness because you have no other material desire. Anna vilasita sunnam. Nobody can allure you by material inducement. Here is money, please come. Here is woman, please come. That you have seen. You want something. Parang dishtya nivartan. So that's a very good qualification. Not only you who have come to me as my disciple, I am speaking of the whole Europeans and Americans. So try to impress the whole Western world about Krishna Sankara. Then they will be happy. That is our mission. Jat kita akrishta sang prasna jinātmā suprasiddhari mulayo sādhu prishto. And Śrīta Gosvāmī welcomes the inquiry. Oh, it is a nice inquiry, very nice inquiry. You are inquiring about Krishna. Oh, I have got this opportunity to answer anyone, any devotee, any servant of Krishna. As soon as he'll be questioned by somebody about Krishna, he'll be very, very happy. Oh, here's an opportunity to speak about Krishna. Just like when Naradji inquired from Brahma, I know that you are everything, but at the same time I see that you are meditating upon somebody else. What is that? So Nara, Brahma welcome this inquiry. My dear Nara, it is a very nice question. Now, you have given me opportunity to speak about my master. Great sages, they were congratulated by Śrūta Gosvāmī, all the sages in the Naimisharana, just like you are sitting here. This is the process of understanding Krishna's prasna. Formerly, there were no big halls. Just like in your country and all over the world, we are speaking in big, big halls. Formerly, the method was just like here, in this very sacred place, all the Gosvāmīs used to study Bhagavad under the leadership of Rupa Gosvāmī, Sanātana Gosvāmī. This is the most important place in the world. So you have got this opportunity. So when I chale jaten kana?
Haan, tar chinta. Aar ki chula.
So at least for a few days, let us sit down here and under the protection of Śrīla Rūpa Gosvāmī and Jīva Gosvāmī. This place is a very sanctified place. They used to assemble here. So we are not going to imitate them, but we want a place under the shelter of their lotus feet and discuss something of their contribution. Then our life may be one day successful. Thank you very much. Three principles mean to understand that Krishna is the supreme soul proprietor.
That is point one.
Yes. And the second point is, because he is the supreme proprietor, he is the supreme enjoyer. And generally, one who is enjoyer, people do not like. So just like this, capitalist and the communist. The capitalists, they have made their program for becoming enjoyer. And the capitalists, communists, they do not like. Because they know these people are enjoyers, they cannot fulfill our desires. But Krishna is not like that. Although he is the supreme enjoyer, although he is the supreme proprietor, he is the best friend of everything. Sridham Sarvabhutam. Sridham Sarvabhutam. He is not friend of the this class of men, just like we, because these political leaders, they become friends of the country, but they don't party me. I'm Congress party, I'm this party, so I love this party. And even if he loves all human beings, he sends the animals to the slaughter. So he cannot be friend of everyone. But Krishna is friend of everyone. You have seen Krishna's picture. He is embracing the cup also, and he is embracing Radhana. Not that he is simply attached to Radhana in the gopi. He is attached to everyone, every living being. Sarvajivani Shukavantiya, Sambhavati. Therefore, Krishna is the best friend of everyone. See, if you want friendship, you make friendship with Krishna. And because he is the proprietor, he is protecting. These are the three points. Is that clear? Or you have got any question, you can question. Let it be clear. This is very intelligent question. So if we have to search out a friend, just search out Krishna. Make friends with him. Sri Dhamma Sarva. Will satisfy you in all respects. These are poor because Bhoktaram Jakudavasan Sarvaruma Vaisaram, he is the proprietor of everything. What do you want? Everything in supply. He's so nice, right? See, if you understand these three points about Krishna, then our life becomes better.
Inquire about Krishna consciousness. On the other hand, it should be uncompromising.
No. Thing is that if you chant Hare Krishna mantra, this very process will make his heart clean. Krishna consciousness can be understood not in dirty condition of mind. Jisam antagatam papam. That is the definition given by Krishna. Krishna, to understand Krishna is not so easy. Therefore Krishna says, Jisam antagatam papam. Janana punya karma. Persons who are simply engaged in pious activities and completely our sinful reaction of his life has ceased. Te dandamahani mukta bhajanti ma. He is no more hesitating or checked. Ahitati apratihata, he can search Krishna, he can love. So this process of chanting Hare Krishna means making him clean up all sinful reactions. So you chant, he'll hear, and as he hears, his heart becomes clean, then he'll naturally inquire about it. So you have to create that situation. You go on chanting Hare Krishna, and as people will hear, his heart will be clean, naturally he'll be inquiring about it. They do not inquire about Krishna because the heart is hearing and chanting, then he repeats.
You're talking about the importance of preaching. Does it make any difference whether it's in India or in the United States?